With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The State Department says it has credible reports that Hamas could violate the ceasefire with an attack on Palestinian civilians in Gaza.
Government officials say if the attack takes place, it, quote, would constitute a direct and grave violation, unquote, of the agreement forged by President Trump to end the two-year Israeli-Hamas war. No further details disclosed about the potential attack. The State Department says, quote, should Hamas proceed with this attack, measures will be taken to protect the people of Gaza and preserve the integrity of the ceasefire, unquote.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of War Pete Hegseth saluting a gathering of U.S. Marines at Camp Pendleton in California yesterday as part of the U.S. Marine Corps' 250th anniversary celebration.
Our motto, Marines, is Semper Fidelis, which means in Latin, always faithful. Though the shape of the battlefield will change, our nation will be just fine, so long as fellow Marines just like you remain faithful to that great Marine Corps legacy. My fellow Marines, you have the watch now.
Two survivors from last week's U.S. strike drug enforcement attack in the Caribbean are being turned over to their home countries.
That's according to a social media post by President Trump, who on Friday said two people on board that vessel were killed during the attack.
That was a drug-carrying submarine built specifically for the transportation of massive amounts of drugs. Just so you understand, this was not an innocent group of people.
The reparation of the two survivors avoids questions for the Trump administration about what their legal status would have been in the U.S. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is going back to the United Kingdom.
The popular evangelist has announced that he will take his God Loves You tour to Manchester in October of 2026. Graham was in the UK over the summer this year, and he says he selected Manchester because it has been the scene of terrorist attacks lately. Meanwhile, he is gearing up for the final overseas trip of 2025 on his schedule. He will preach the gospel in Brazil on November 7th and 8th. The event will take place in a stadium in Buenos Aires. Michael Harrington reporting.
Open Doors International says a lack of Bibles is hindering Christian growth in many countries, especially those in Africa. The ministry says in many cases people are coming to know Christ through the work of missionaries, but without a Bible they read to read, they're slipping into error. Open Doors points to tribal people in Malaysia who grow up Christian but continue to visit with witch doctors because they have no biblical instruction. In some places, illiteracy makes the problem more complex, leaving people unable to read the scriptures. This is SRN News. Defense leaders from Pakistan and Afghanistan try to defuse deadly crisis and trade accusations of terrorism amid cross-border fighting that has now come to a ceasefire.
Delegations from Afghanistan and Pakistan met in Doha for talks to address cross-border violence as regional powers call for calm. Each country blames the other for fighting over the past week that has killed dozens. Pakistan resumed airstrikes Friday after a 48-hour ceasefire ended, claiming to be targeting militants. But Afghan officials say at least 10 civilians were killed, among them three local cricket players. In response to the attacks, the Afghanistan Cricket Board says they're withdrawing the national team from next month's series in Pakistan. I'm Jennifer King.
Jack Signorelli has been endorsed by President Trump in next month's Jersey governor election and is a strong supporter of the president and his agenda, but the former business owner is diverging Trump on the key issue of immigration. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.